Last but not least, we'll have Sergeant First Class Kevin Parr, recently retired from the active duty service. Coming from over 20 years of active duty service to dealing with teenage high schoolers all day within a matter of months, how does this transition work out?
Well, I think the transition has gone pretty smoothly. When I was a drill sergeant, I was used to working with young men and young women that had just graduated from high school. But, however, I still have to step back sometimes and realize that I am dealing with high schoolers and teenagers, and they're not soldiers, so I can't expect them to do the same things that I could expect a soldier to do. They're not going to know the same things that a soldier's going to know. But I think, overall, the transition has been pretty smooth.
Understandable, Sergeant. Thank you for that answer.
Thank you.
With me today, I have Cadet Dylan Trueblood. He is the Cadet Executive Officer for the Falcon Battalion here at Northwood. Dylan, I have a few questions for you. Changing from Master Sergeant Burton to Sergeant First Class Parr as the Blazer Team Coach, the overall change of traits from the old wise veteran that is Sergeant Burton to the young, quick-thinking Army instructor that is Sergeant Parr, with that in mind, how does this affect you and how would that affect the Blazer Team?
Obviously, when we first get this new instructor, the training schedule and ideologies are going to be a lot different. With Sergeant Burton, we had a more methodical and planned out schedule, but Sergeant Parr might have a more sporadic and random schedule. It could be very beneficial to the new cadets. The only downside is to the previous cadets, like myself and the other Blazers who were here with Sergeant Burton,